Blog Talk Radio.
Every league, every team, every game, every season. 8 to 10, tell a friend. This is where the experts meet to speak on approach. You wanna join the conversation, gotta pick up the phone. 646-200-3838. This is the verbal version of the replay. The recap, the game 7, the draft, preseason, the rematch. Players and coaches, the mayor keeps you posted. Whether you're rooting for the home or away. Dirt, turf, hardwood, grass, or clay. We keep the conversation going and we cover it all. So when it goes down, you know the score. When it comes to sports talk, this ain't no small talk. This is the big leagues, the ball is in your court. The best place for debate and point of view. After further review, you know what to do.
Hey y'all, this is Halfpipe from Son of Berserk, No Self-Control. Keep it tuned to Demeya After Further Review on GQ Palace Radio.
This is Johan, and when I'm not practicing law or being a professor out at Hofstra University, I talk sports, I debate sports. For some great sports talk and debate, check out the Mayor on After Further Review on Tuesday night. Say night. Say
call
night,
in,
say
call night, in, say call night, in, call night. In.
What's going on? What's going on, party people? Summertime, Tuesday night vibe back in the building. You got the mayor in the house, After Further Review, a.k.a. The Biggest Show, live and direct on GQ Palace Radio, a.k.a. GQ Palace Sports. We are in the building, man. 646-200-3838 is the mathematics. Press 1 to get in on the conversation. Tonight, man, I'm going to strictly keep it a lot of baseball tonight because that's my favorite thing, you know what I mean? As you're all aware of, that's my favorite thing. My favorite sport is baseball. So I really want to get into the All-Star game tonight. We're going to do the second annual After Further Review Major League Baseball Midseason Awards. I got that popping, so we got to get into that. Not really going to get into too much of the World Cup. You saw what it was. Germany beat the brakes off of Brazil 7-1. So, you know, unfortunately, they're not wilding out there in Rio de Janeiro and all that. They took the L. So Germany moves on to the final. And we're going to get into some NFL a little bit, because we're going to start the divisions next week. So we're going to touch a little bit of NFL. I know Kia want to talk about that, so we're going to get into that. A little bit of NBA free agency, nothing really popping off of importance. You know what I mean? You already know what's going on with Carmelo Anthony and LeBron James. Everybody waiting to see what moves are going to be made. So basically, we're going to get into that and whatever else is going on in sports. You know what it is, man. You got the mayor, man, locked in. After Further Review is in the building, in your ear, in your eye. But I can't move on and motivate, man, without shouting out the big homie, Rich Money behind the scenes, holding it down, and Miss Lavina. I see you out there, Miss Lavina. It's all good, yo. You know what I mean? You're better than that. Word up. That's from the mayor. So let's get this popping, man. After Third Review is in the building. The Bigger Show is rocking out. 646-200-3838 is the mathematics, man. We're rocking out hard body. The All-Star game, man, next week. Next Tuesday night at this time, we'll be around first pitch of the All-Star game from Minnesota, Target Field. And we're going to probably get into what we did last year, you know what I mean, do a little pitch-by-pitch thing. We were sitting here last year live and direct rocking out with the All-Star game at Citi Field when Matt Harvey hit Robinson Cano, you know what I mean? So we're going to definitely do the same thing, man. So starting lineups for the American League, we're going to get right into it. At catcher, from the Kansas City Royals, you got Salvador Perez. At first base for the Detroit Tigers, you got Miguel Cabrera. At second base from the Seattle Mariners, you got Robinson Cano. At third base from the Oakland A's, you got Josh Donaldson. At shortstop from the New York Yankees, you got Derek Jeter. And in the outfield, you got Jose Bautista from the Toronto Blue Jays. You got Mike Trout from the Angels. You got Adam Jones from the Baltimore Orioles. And at designated hitter, you also got Nelson Cruz from the Baltimore Orioles. For the National League starters, at first base, you got Paul Goldschmidt from the Arizona Diamondbacks. At second base, you got Chase Utley from the Philadelphia Phillies. At third base, you got Aramis Ramirez from the Milwaukee Brewers. At shortstop, you got Troy Tulowitzki from the Colorado Rockies. And the National League outfield consists of Andrew McCutchen from Pittsburgh, Carlos Gomez from the Milwaukee Brewers and Yasiel Puig from the Los Angeles Dodgers. The catcher for the National League will be Yadier Molina from the St. Louis Cardinals. Now, it doesn't really deviate too much from what we had here after further review as far as the starting lineup is a concern. At third base for the American League, I had Adrian Beltre, you know, because I just respect his game. No disrespect to Josh Donaldson. He deserved it. He got voted in. But I just thought Adrian Beltre is having a decent season and deserved to go. And pretty much status quo. My lineup is the same. I put my lineup out there before the official lineup got announced. So I was only one off with the American League. That was with Adrian Beltre. With the National League, Paul Goldschmidt got the vote from the Arizona Diamondbacks. I had Freddie Freeman from the Atlanta Braves. I think he's just having a real good season, and he deserved it. Not too far off at third base, Aramis Ramirez from Milwaukee is starting. I picked Pablo Sandoval from the San Francisco Giants. Not having one of his best years, but I think he still deserved to go. As far as the National League outfield is concerned, I had it together. I picked Stanton from Miami, McCutchen from Pittsburgh, and Yasiel Puig. So I got two out of three of them. I got McCutchen and Yasiel Puig. The only one I didn't get right was Carlos Gomez from Milwaukee. I picked Giancarlo Stanton from the Miami Marlins. As far as the catchers are concerned from the National League, I picked Buster Posey from the Giants. You really can't lose with either or. Buster Posey or Yadier Molina, but I just thought Buster Posey was having a decent season enough to start for the National League and the All-Star game behind the plate. The American League, they got Salvador Perez from the Royals. I picked Derek Norris from the Oakland A's. Really, it was supposed to be Matt Wieters, but he's having Tommy John surgery, so he won't be able to play in the game. Both lineups are pretty decent. You know what I mean? Looking forward to a good game. The pitching matchups are going to be announced later on. The rosters have been already announced. But we're going to get into that because I'm going to slide into the midseason awards right quick. We're in the building, man. After further review, you're rocking out, man, with the bigger show. Shout out to the Partly Sunny Crew show. We did our thing last night with the retired NFL defensive lineman, Jovan Hay. Shout out to Jovan Hay. We really chopped it up last night, man, on some Tampa Bay Buccaneers vibes. You know what I mean? So check out the Partly Sunny Crew show on Monday night, y'all. We get it in. Shout out to my homie, Dev, at War Room Sports. You know what it is, my dude. This podcast is going to be a good one, homie. After further review, man, midseason awards, man. We did this last year, man. We try to, you know, keep it consistent. We're here with this back again with the second year of the After Further Review midseason Major League Baseball Awards. We don't copy off of ESPN and none of that. We go by what we see and what we deem to be people who deserve to be in those particular spots. So we rocking out right now, man. So we're going to lead it off with the defensive player of the first half. My defensive player of the first half is Jason Hayward from the Atlanta Braves. Doing a lot of things, having a lot of nice numbers, man, saving a lot of runs, playing a very, 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 very good outfield for the Atlanta Braves out there in right field. So he's my defensive player of the first half because he's doing his numbers and he's definitely improved over the last couple of seasons. My relief pitcher for the first half is Dellin Betances from the Yankees. I mean, he's a rookie, made the All-Star game, came out of nowhere. I didn't see it coming. He's definitely deserving of an All-Star spot. Sean Doolittle of the Oakland A's is definitely having a nice season as well. But you know me, it's going to be Yankees all day. Dellin Betances is the relief pitcher of the first half for the midseason as far as after further review is concerned. My surprise team in the first half is the Milwaukee Brewers. I mean, you know, what can you say about them? They're holding it down. They're still doing their numbers. But, again, like I always say, I'm not really, you know, trusting in them. Even though they were my adopted team, I did adopt the Milwaukee Brewers. But they got off to a very, very good start. Carlos Gomez is doing his numbers. Mark Reynolds is having a good season. Jonathan LaCroix behind the plate, he's having a decent season as well. So the Milwaukee Brewers, now all they got to do is hold on, because this is when it's about to get real busy here in July and August. It's going to get tough for them, so we're going to see if they can hold out and make the playoffs. My disappointment team for the season, I had a couple of those to choose from. I could have chosen the Washington Nationals. I could have chosen the Boston Red Sox. But I think The after further review midseason award for disappointment of the first half is going to be the Tampa Bay Rays. Everybody picked the Tampa Bay Rays to, you know, kind of run away with the American League East. They have in the situation as far as trying to decide whether to keep David Price or let him go as far as a trade. You know, Evan Longoria is not, you know, the force that he once was. Haven't heard that much from the kid, but he was in Oakland right now. And Myers, you know what I mean? Will Myers is out with an injury, and we was looking forward to him having a real, real good season because he was crushing the ball last year. So the Tampa Bay Rays are my disappointment for the first half. Comeback players for the first half. I have to give it to, in the American League, I'm going to give it to Melky Cabrera. We all know his situation was dealing with the PEDs and all of that. He made the All-Star team, you know what I mean? So I guess we really are seeing the real Melky Cabrera now without the help of the steroid situation. In the National League, I want to give my comeback player of the first half to Josh Beckett from the Dodgers. You know what I mean? Pitched a no-hitter in late May against the Phillies. You know what I mean? Doing some good numbers out there for the Dodgers. And as far as, you know, somebody having a decent season, I don't think Josh Beckett's name was on too many people's radar. So the comeback players of the first half are Melky Cabrera from the Blue Jays and Josh Beckett from the Los Angeles Dodgers. Managers of the first half, I got to give it up to Bob Melvin from the Oakland A's. Enough said. Best record in baseball. You know what I mean? 140-plus run differential. You know, 7-3 in their last 10, if you want to talk about recent news, you know what I'm saying? He's doing his numbers. They've been doing it for the last couple of years. But I think as we reach October and Oakland gets in that spot, a lot is going to be expected of them because the last couple of seasons they've been there, but they just haven't gotten over the hump. They haven't been able to get past the Detroit Tigers. So we'll see what it is this year. National League manager of the first half is going to be Don Mattingly from the Dodgers. He was supposed to have been fired like 3 times by now. You know what I mean? You know, let him do his numbers. He got the Dodgers in first place in the National League West. And, you know, he's doing him right now. So every time the Dodgers hit a little, you know, slow patch or whatever, they always scream about firing Don Mattingly. And I think that's highly unfair. He's doing his numbers. He's keeping the Dodgers above float. They're doing their thing. They're in first place in the National League West. So those are my managers for the first half of the season, Bob Melvin of the Oakland A's and Don Mattingly of the Los Angeles Dodgers. You're listening to After Further Review, man. The mayor's in the building, man. I'm on one tonight, man. I'm going to talk baseball. I get hyped and charged when I talk about baseball because I love it. It's my favorite sport and all that good stuff, man. 646-200-3838 is the mathematics to dial. Press 1 to get in on the conversation if you're feeling it like I'm feeling it, man. Rock out with me. We could talk some baseball. It ain't limited over here, yo. Bring the noise. I got you covered. After Further Review all day. Big shout out to the homie once again, Rich, man. Miss Lavina, shout out to the Diva Squad. I see you, Miss Rachel, I see you out there. You know what I mean? I see you. You know what I mean? Hold your corner, hold it down. Miss T, I see you. You know what I mean? Miss Angie, shout out to you and all that. Shout out to Chicky, man. You know what I mean? All day, man. You know, After Further Review, we got you covered, man. Check out the Funny Bones. That's my man. He's a real funny dude, man, and he's doing his numbers, man, so check him out. Mr. K.L. Belvin, salute to you, man. I was kicking in with you earlier in the week, man. You gave me some good advice, man. Salute. They show on Thursday nights, man, on Tiki Palace Radio, goes hard body karate. So check them out, man, him and his wife, man, Miss Tiffany and all that. They do the thing, man, on Thursday nights on GQ Palace. Holler at them. Friday, you know what it is, man. Big Rich in the building, entertainment, locking it down and all that, man, with the movement as far as R&B, know what I mean, hip-hop, however you want to slice it, man. Big Rich got you covered on Friday nights, man. Check out the big homie. Sundays, you know what it is, man. Miss Lavina, Spiritual Sundays, Scribio in the building, know what I mean, Timmy Hunter, Rizzo all day, Hartley, you know what it is. Check them out on Sundays. They got some, you know, food for the soul and for your spirit. You can get right going into the week and all that. Mondays, you know what it is, Unsigned Artist Radio, man. The big homie Rich playing that nice stuff that you like to nod your head to and snap your neck to and all that. Check them out on Monday nights, man. Tuesday we back in the building. You know what it is, the biggest show, Hard Body Karate. We go down, and that's how it's going down, because we talk sports like we talk sports in the building. Shout out to the season ticket, man. They doing their thing, man, over there, man. I see you. All right, 7:30 to 9. Holler at the first lady and all that, man. Tony Brooklyn Bourne and the big homie, they're holding it down. So shout out to the season ticket. I see you. Right now, we're rocking out, man. After further review, mid-season awards. You know what I mean? Right now, we up to rookie of the first half. You know what I mean? And it shouldn't even be nothing said about that. You already know, representing the New York Yankees all day, Masahiro Tanaka. It seems like the money was well spent. We spent a lot of money on that dude. 12-3 record, 2.27 ERA, 130 strikeouts, and 122.1 innings. So basically, if it wasn't for Masahiro Tanaka, I don't know where the Yankees would be, and that's real talk. So he's definitely been the MVP of the Yankees for the first half, and he gets the Rookie of the Year vote from after further review in the first half. 16 quality starts, you can't knock that, you know what I mean? National League Rookie of the first half, Billy Hamilton. You know, he was from the Cincinnati Reds. He was definitely being heralded for his speed, you know, but he's definitely done some numbers with his bat this season. So he's been a pleasant surprise as far as, you know, at the plate is concerned for Cincinnati, because they just thought he would use him, you know, as far as a pinch runner or just trying to, you know, utilize his legs. But he's definitely added some dimension to the offense in Cincinnati and did his numbers. So the rookies of the first half, Masahiro Tanaka from the New York Yankees and Billy Hamilton from Cincinnati. Cy Young Award for the first half, Felix Hernandez, man. It was close. I was tempted to give it to Tanaka. I was tempted to give it to Scott Kazmir of Oakland. But Felix Hernandez is having another devastating season for Seattle. 10-2, 2.11 ERA, 145 strikeouts, 136 innings pitched, 17 quality starts. You can't knock that dude. He's in the building. Now, that's somebody who I definitely wish the Yankees had. You know what I mean? But he's doing his numbers out there on the West Coast. And a shout-out to Felix Hernandez. National League Cy Young first half. Wow, it was another one, another toss-up. You could have, you know, threw Adam Wainwright in there from St. Louis, you know what I mean? But again, I rock with Clayton Kershaw from the Dodgers. 10-2 record, 1.85 ERA, 11 quality starts, you know what I mean? But he's got 115 strikeouts in 87 innings. So that's nothing to snooze at. And he's got a no-hitter this year, which would have been a perfect game. But I'm not going to put no blame on Hanley Ramirez, even though he had an error late in the game, which scored the perfect game for Clayton Kershaw. But your Cy Young's after further review style is Felix Hernandez from Seattle and Clayton Kershaw from the Dodgers for the first half. Your first half MVP, as far as after further review is concerned, is Mike Trout from the Los Angeles Angels. 20 home runs, 64 runs batted in, 304 batting average, 190 total bases, 399 on base percentage, best player in baseball. I don't know about all of that, you know what I mean, but he's doing his numbers, you know. So shout out to Mike Trout, man. American League MVP for the first half in regards to after further review. Giancarlo Stanton from the Miami Marlins, he's the first half MVP. Doing his numbers, he's a 500-foot home run waiting to happen. I just think he's playing on a bad team. If he was playing somewhere that was winning, he would be on everybody's cereal box. So Giancarlo Stanton, you're going to see him in the home run derby. He's the National League MVP for the first half. The team in the first half is going to be Oakland, because, you know, 140-plus run differential, you can't, that's nothing to sneeze at. You know what I mean? They've lapped their nearest competitor at least three times. You know, Bob Melvin is doing his numbers out there. Their record is 56-33, 23 games over 500. They're 7-3 in their last 10. And their team is just, they don't have really any flaws. They have power up and down the lineup. They have speed in the lineup. They have definitely pitching from both sides. You know, their whole rotation, you know, Sonny Gray, Kazmir, you know what I mean, up and down the rotation, you've got good pitching, and the back of their bullpen is nice. So Oakland is the team in the first half with a 56-33 record. Yeah, we cover it all, man. We don't miss nothing, man. After further review, we got you, man. 646-200-3838 is the mathematics, man. Big Rich, the homies, holding it down, man, for GQ Palace Radio, a.k.a. GQ Palace Sports. Off-season, you know what it is. I cover it. You know what I mean? Holler at me, because I got you. You know what I mean? Off-season free agent acquisition. The best one. Yo, we back in the building. Let me know we back in the building, man. I don't know what's going on. All right, yo, where was I, man? Jeez Louise. The worst offseason free agent acquisition, Joe Nathan from the Detroit Tigers. I know Ziggy ain't going to like that. Apologize for the little technical difficulties or whatever, but we're going to straighten that out soon enough. Joe Nathan, man, 34 appearances, 31.2 innings pitched, 36 hits, 5 home runs, and 17 saves. You know, he's got 17 saves, but the numbers that I've seen is kind of whack, man, when I seen him pitching. You know what I mean? And, yeah, we in the building, man. I got you covered, man. This ain't going to be going on for too much longer, but it's all good. Trade in the building, man. The best offseason pickup as far as the trade is concerned. You got Doug Fister going from Detroit to the Washington Nationals. He's got a 7-2 record, 2.93 ERA, 70.2 innings pitched. Even though he just started, just joined the team like in May, he's doing his numbers, man. He's, you know, he's representing for the Nationals. The worst trade pickups is Jim Johnson, man. You know what I mean? Jim Johnson with a 4-2 record, 5.44 ERA with 2 saves.
Hello?
Yo, what's going on, man? Yo, where was I at, man? Jim Johnson, man, from the worst trade acquisition, man. 4-2, 5.44 with 2 saves. I haven't really seen nothing from him, man. It was a bad pickup, but it is what it is, man. Everything can't be everything. Another bad pickup was Mark Trumbo. He went from the Angels to the Diamondbacks, man. 7 home runs, 19 RBIs. He's only batting .210. 22 strikeouts, man. The 81 at bats is not a good look, but he's hurt right now, man, with his foot and all that. So everything is everything. Prince Fielder, man. He made it to the body issue of the ESPN magazine, but he needs to be in the Texas Rangers lineup. He's had 3 home runs and 16 RBI. He's batting .247. He's on the 60-day disabled list, but he happened to make it to the ESPN, the magazine, body issue, if you haven't checked that out or whatever, he's there. Most improved player, I'm going to run through this right quick. Most improved player, Anthony Rizzo from the Chicago Cubs, man, 18 home runs, 47 RBIs. He's hitting .272. He couldn't hit a bag of potatoes last year, but he's doing his numbers right now for the Cubs. Everything is everything, man. You locked in right now. But after further review, on GQ Palace Radio, a.k.a. GQ Palace Sports. So let me get a round of applause, man. I want to see if I'm in the building. I don't even know if I'm on or not, man. Hello? Yo, I don't know what's going on, but I'm good on this end, so I don't know what's happening. We're in the building, man, after further review. Who's on the line? Let's put everybody on the line, man, so we can get this thing popping, man. I don't know what's going on. Hello? Who we got on the line? If anybody... Okay, that's nice. Who's on the line? So we can just get this popping, man. Get this done. All right, that's what it is, man. After further reviews in the building, man. We gotta hurry up and get this done, man. MLB All-Star Game is next Tuesday night and all that, man. Tossed a little baseball and all that. I'm just disappointed in my Yankees right now. Not doing what we're supposed to be doing. A lot of injuries. CC Sabathia, not sure if he's going to be back. I don't think he's going to be back. But I said that 2 years ago, man, that, you know, basically, you know, the velocity was going down on his fastball. And, you know, his weight was fluctuating. But he got all that money. So it is what it is, man, with the Yankees and CC Sabathia. Press 1 if you want to get in on the conversation, man. We see you out there, the listeners, man. I don't know what it is, man. 646-200-3838 is the math. We can chop it up however you want to, or if you just want to hang out and listen, that's all good. Don't be scared, because I'm going to definitely say you're scared, because you did the hard part already. The easy part is just to press 1. You know what I mean? 646-200-3838 is the math. So if you got my voice, you know you got the right number. So all you got to do is press 1 and stop fronting. You know what I mean? It's the mayor in the building, man. Shout out to Star from Star and Buck Wild Show, man. Word is born. That's my dude. Shout out to him. We in the building, man. After further review, the mayor's holding it down. I'm going to do what I got to do. I guess I'm going to talk to a bunch of listeners. We're going to slide over to the NBA situation, man, with LeBron and Carmelo Anthony. Basically, with LeBron's situation, it is what it is. He's just waiting. He's that dude. We went to the same situation with him last year. I really don't, you know, put no, you know, credence in it. I'm not sitting on my hands waiting for LeBron James to make his decision. And I think Carmelo Anthony is stalling the game out as well. You know what I mean? He knows the particulars. He knows what he's going to get from everywhere every place that he decided to go and visit. So he knows what he's going to get. So there's no mystery there. So make up your mind. Decide on what you want to do. As far as with the Lakers situation, how is he going to go to the Lakers when he doesn't know who their coach is going to be? That's that situation that nobody says nothing about. That everybody got their hands, you know, wrung about, oh, is Carmelo going to the Lakers, and why is he stalling the Knicks out? He's not stalling the Knicks out. He's trying to see where his options are. He doesn't have really an option in Los Angeles because they don't have a coach. So are you going to go to L.A. not knowing what the situation is as far as coach is concerned? Or are you just going to, do what you need to do as far as getting paid? Is the prerogative getting paid, or is the prerogative to win? So if the prerogative is to get paid, then, you know, the Knicks can offer you that situation. The Lakers can too, but are you going to win with the Lakers? You can go out to L.A. if you want to right now today. But are y'all going to make the playoffs in 2014 with the team constituted with you and Kobe Bryant? I don't think so. So I think your best bet would be you know, as far as Carmelo is concerned, is to stay in New York. 646-200-3838 is the math, man. I can't help it if you don't want to press 1 because really you might not have nothing to add to the conversation or I don't know what. But, you know, a lot of people talk a lot of stuff during the week about what they're going to do and this and that and the third or whatever. Now's the time to represent. You know what I mean? So, and again, you know, once you go back into that situation, the social media joint, it don't really matter. You can say what you want to say. It don't really, because I'm opening up the line to you so you can come on here and play yourself. So all I'm saying is 646-200-3838 is the math. Press 1 or I can hold it down. It's all good. You know what I mean? It don't matter. Thank you for listening. You know what I mean? It's hot out there. I know you're under some AC or whatever. You know what I mean? Got your little libations or however you get down on a Tuesday night, and you check it out the mayor, and it's all good, and I appreciate you. You know what I mean? One more time, 646-200-3838 is the math. I can't convince you to call. You know what I mean? I can, you know, hope you listen and get something out of it and take that with you, but it's all good. You want to press 1? Feel free to do that. You got the mayor in the house. Yeah, man, as far as that Carmelo and LeBron situation, that really don't faze me none. It just gives the people who ain't got nothing else to talk about something to talk about. Because basically they're just waiting, you know, and everybody's speculating and, you know, and got this one going to this place and that one going to that place. And I think the simplest thing would be for them to just kind of like stand pat. And as far as LeBron's situation is concerned, I discussed that last night on the Partly Sunny Cruise show. I think that, you know, with the Cleveland Cavaliers taking down the letter from the website. They just took it down yesterday, the letter that the owner, Dan Gilbert, wrote, you know, when LeBron James left. He wrote a letter, you know, talking about him and disparaging him and stuff like that. And they had it on the website all this time. They just took the letter down yesterday, you know, and LeBron is, you know, keeping his options available. And maybe Cleveland's got a, you know, hope and a prayer that he might want to come back home. The only situation I see with that is that'll be, you know, the story of the year if LeBron James went back to Cleveland. I don't see nothing wrong with it. If he went back to Cleveland, then, you know, do him. He's going home. They can't deny him that. You know what I mean? They burnt up the jerseys or whatever, whatever. That was, you know, that was they was mad at him. You know? So it is what it is, man. But I think that he's got to make a decision. And he's got to make it, you know, somewhat a little bit fast here because Cleveland Cavaliers don't want to feel like you jerked them again. You know what I mean? You had them standing at the altar 4 years ago when you left for South Beach. You know what I mean? So if you're going to go ahead and re-back up with Miami for a year, then that's going to be telling as well. So that you didn't like your options this year. You're going to wait till next year. So we're going to go through this thing again. So it really don't make no sense to me. It doesn't show any loyalty towards the team. I understand you want to be paid and this and that and the third. But you cried and you pawned and you moaned and you made a big production about going to South Beach. And now you want to, you know, you want to leave there because you quote-unquote don't have any help. And we won't go into that conversation again. But it is what it is. I think your best bet would be to stay in Miami. But if you left, go to Cleveland, and that would be the best story of the year. Somewhere else would be just a money grab and a ring chase. And we know what it is with that. So LeBron and Carmelo create their own situations, man. More power to them, whatever they decide to do. You know, just let everybody have their little fantasy for right now. Put them on the Bulls. Put them on the Clippers. You know what I mean? Seeing the little Photoshops and things of that nature where he was in certain uniforms or whatever, putting the cart before the horse. And it's fine to have something to talk about if you don't have anything else to discuss. But there's a lot of things going on in the world of sports, man. You know what it is with the mayor, man. I go overboard a little bit sometimes with it because that's what I do, man. So we're going to do the little baseball rundown because I'm trying to be baseball heavy tonight because next Tuesday night is the All-Star game for Minnesota. Bottom of the fourth inning, you got the Yankees 3, Cleveland 1. Top of the fifth, White Sox 3, Red Sox nothing. Bottom of the fourth at Citi Field, Mets 5, Braves nothing. Bottom of the fourth in Tampa, no score, Rays and the Royals. Bottom of the third at Comerica Park, the Tigers just scored again. Tigers 6, Dodgers 5. Tigers 7, Dodgers 5, excuse me. Top of the third in Cincinnati, Cubs 3, Reds nothing. Top of the second in St. Louis, no score between the Pirates and the Cardinals. Bottom of the first in Texas, Houston Astros 2, Rangers nothing. Bottom of the first in Milwaukee, Brewers 5, Phillies 1. Final, we have the Reds 4 and the Cubs 2 in the first game in a doubleheader, which was earlier today. Later on tonight, you got San Diego Padres and the Colorado Rockies. And Miami and Arizona later on tonight. So after further review is in the building, man. 646-200-3838 is the math. Press 1 to get in on the conversation. Or if you want to just, you know, chill out and listen, it's all good. Miami and Arizona tonight. Toronto Blue Jays and the Angels tonight. Giants and the A's tonight. Minnesota Twins and Seattle Mariners tonight. And in a delay, you got the Baltimore Orioles and the Washington Nationals in a rain delay right now. So after further reviews of the building, man, the mayor's holding it down. I wanted to get into some stuff, man, because it's baseball season. You really don't get into a lot of baseball talk, you know what I mean, and for whatever reason. But I'm down to talk about baseball because that's my favorite sport, and I love it, man. And we can break it down to analyze it and get down however you want. The best performances of the first half so far to me, Clayton Kershaw. You know, no-hitter on June the 18th against Colorado Rockies. They had 15 strikeouts. It would have been a perfect game, but Hanley Ramirez made an error in the eighth inning to spoil the perfect game for Clayton Kershaw, but he still walked away with a no-hitter against the Rockies on June 18th. That was a tie because Lonnie Chisenhall on June the 9th hit 3 home runs and had 9 RBIs against the Texas Rangers. And he plays for Cleveland, and I just thought that was a pretty impressive performance as far as the first half of the season is concerned. Again, you know, I said the most improved player was Anthony Rizzo of the Chicago Cubs. I could have picked Dallas Keuchel from Houston or Scott Kazmir from the Oakland A's. But, yeah, man, so that's how it's going down, man. Call me up, 646-200-3838 if you want to get into some baseball talk. You want to have your all-star picks or who you like out there to get it in on a Tuesday night, man, in the summertime, July the 8th. Yeah, man, a little side note, man, 22 years ago today, man, I came back home from the Nav, man. You know what I mean? July 8th, 1992 and all that. So, you know, and it is what it is, man. So I'm in the building, a lot of growth, maturity done, doing my thing, man, holding it down. And always kept the sports vibe with me, man, even when I was overseas doing my thing, man, in that little Desert Storm situation. So shout out to that. And the reason why I bring that up, because yesterday, July 7th, you know what I mean, was my mom's birthday, you know what I mean? So I celebrate that and, you know, keep that. Those are dates that mean a lot to me. So that's what it is, man. Shouting it out, man. Do what it is on the personal side and all that good stuff, man. But we don't deviate from the situation, man. You know what it is. Sports all day. We talk sports like we talk sports, man. 646-200-3838 is the math. Maddox the dial, man. Shout it again, man, to the season ticket doing their thing over there. They jumped it back off. They back on the air tonight, man. Shout out to them. They doing their thing. Yeah, man, WNBA, their All-Star game is coming up, man, on July 19th from Phoenix. And if you follow After Further Review, man, every morning, man, I put my All-Star team out for the WNBA. So we're going to tap into the scores right quick. You got Atlanta 67, Connecticut 50. That's in the fourth quarter. And in the second quarter, you got Indiana 25, Tulsa 22. Tonight, you got the L.A. Sparks against the Minnesota Lynx. So, yeah, the WNBA is doing their thing. You know what I mean? The All-Star Game is on the 19th of July. And, you know, a couple of people who I'd like to see in that game probably won't get to play. That's Elena Deladon from the Chicago Sky because, again, she's dealing with her situation, the Lyme disease and all that. And she's dealing with her situation, man. And I really haven't heard a lot from Candace Parker this season from the Sparks. You know what I mean? She, you know, supposed to be, you know, one of the MVPs and the top 10 players in the league and things of that nature. But I think that a person to watch out for, as far as the WNBA is concerned, is Angel McCarthy. She plays for the Atlanta Dream. You know what I mean? The last couple of seasons, they've been a good team, but they kind of fell off towards the end of the season. And hopefully this year they could put it together and make a nice playoff run and hopefully get back to that final situation because they've been there, but they just haven't been able to get over the hump. So a shout-out to Angel McCarthy and the Atlanta Dream, man. WNBA in the building, man, After Further Review and all of that good stuff right there. So, man, 646-200-3838 is the math. GQ Palace Radio, a.k.a. GQ Palace Sports, holding you down. Again, shout-out to the listeners, man. It is what it is, man. You know what I mean? It'd be nice to conversate with some people, but I guess some people just want to soak up all this situation right here. And it's all to the good because I got you covered from 8 to 10. The mayor is in the house, man. The World Cup, man. you know, talk about that for a hot minute. You know, the spirit died down since, you know, USA, you know, got eliminated. But wow, man, you know, nobody saw what was going to happen today, man, you know, to Brazil. Germany beat the brakes off of Brazil. That's the only way you could put it. You know what I mean? You can't sugarcoat it or nothing like that. Germany 7, Brazil 1. You know, Brazil had an injury to Neymar, you know what I mean, the vertebrae. And I think this Germany just kind of like just took him out of the situation. It was 1-0, and it was 2-0, and it just seemed like, you know, Germany was having their way with them. And for Brazil to, you know, get blown out like that, you know, being the host country for the World Cup is not a good look. You know what I mean? It was, you know, they haven't, you know, touched the World Cup in a long time, and it's going to be another 4 years before they even get a chance to get at it. So that's what it is, man. Shout out to Germany, man, for doing what they do, man. They're always tough when it comes to that, when it comes to that World Cup and soccer situation, man. Little extracurricular stuff, man. We try to give it to you like that after further review. Jim Brown, he's at the auction house, and he says this ring that they're auctioning off looks real familiar. It actually is the ring from the 1964 NFL Championship game. And he says that ring was taken from him, and it turns around and it pops up at an auction. And, you know, he's saying the ring was stolen, but the people that run the auction house, you know, said that, you know, Jim Brown, you know, signed off on his authenticity, you know, a few years ago. So, you know, it's kind of a crazy situation that's going on right there. But, you know, I think that if he want, you know, he didn't say he sold the ring. He filed a police report. So apparently, you know, his story is going to stand up. He's got a police report. So when the ring was first stolen, so you know what I mean. But somebody's not really being truthful here if they're saying that Jim Brown often authorized the sale of the ring. You know what I mean? Championship ring from, you know, the championship game, the Cleveland Browns. You know what I mean? And it's probably, you know, sentimental. You know what I mean? It can't be floating around all over the place, but that's what it is, man. And that's where we at today, man, with those type of situations. Anybody trying to make a buck off of the back of, you know, whoever and however they could do it, man, that's on them. Miami Hurricanes, man, them cats down there, you know, can't seem to stay out of trouble. You know what I mean? A couple of their linebackers admitting to a, you know, assault of a teenage, you know, a female. They've been kicked off the team. I really don't want to get into that because that's not what we do here after further review. Try to keep it on the field. But, you know, I think, you know, Miami was, you know, trying to be on their way to cleaning up that reputation as being a party school and a school for criminals and all that. And Al Golden, you know, trying to get this football team back on the map and all that, man. That's not a good look what's going on down there. So Miami needs to straighten that out, man. A lot of things going on, man, as far as, you know, hockey. I'm going to touch hockey. You know what I mean? That's what we do, man. We touch hockey, man. Wingles, that's the cat with the Tommy Wingles, agreed to a 3-year deal with the San Jose Sharks. So he'll be with them for $7.4 million, man. 3 years, $7.4 million. I don't know if we discussed this earlier, but Wayne Gretzky was trying to get a group together to put a hockey team in Seattle. I think they need to put a basketball team in Seattle first before they worry about a hockey team. And Wayne Gretzky's all over the place now. I thought he was dealing with the Arizona Coyotes. That's who they're going to be known as going forward, the Arizona Coyotes. I'm going to get back into the baseball thing, man. Talk about some stuff for the first half of the season. The Home Run Derby is going to be taking place on Monday, July 14th, before the All-Star game. The participants have been announced. The captains of the team are Jose Bautista from the Toronto Blue Jays and Troy Tulowitzki from the Colorado Rockies. They announced three of their participants on each side. The fourth one will be announced on Thursday. From the American League, Jose Bautista chose Brian Dozier from the Minnesota Twins, and I think that's a good look. He's a hometown team, you know, representing the hometown Minnesota Twins. He's got a nice little bat, and I think that's a good look for Bautista, you know what I mean, to get some cheers on his side, picking Brian Dozier for the Minnesota Twins. My dude, Adam Jones, And he says he's going to win the home run derby, you know what I mean, for the Baltimore Orioles. So he's one of my favorite players, man, and I like his game, man. And you got to respect Adam Jones because he does what he does. And your Venus Cespedes from the Oakland A's, he's in the home run derby. He's the champion from last year at Citi Field, so he's back to defend his crown. And he might put up some numbers out there in Target Field. So the American League home run derby team is captained by Jose Bautista of Toronto. He's got Brian Dozier, Adam Jones, and Yovanis Cespedes from the Oakland A's. The National League home run derby team is captained by Troy Tulowitzki of the Colorado Rockies. And he's got Todd Frazier from Cincinnati. He's got Yasiel Puig from the Dodgers and Giancarlo Stanton from the Miami Marlins. I think some real, real long home runs are going to be hit. I don't think they're going to put up any, Josh Hamilton at Yankee Stadium in 2008 numbers. But as far as the distance, I think Giancarlo Stanton is his name now. You know what I mean? I think he's going to really, really do some things. And Adam Jones is really, really hyped about winning this home run derby, man. So excited to see that Monday, July 14th, the home run derby from Target Field in Minnesota. Yeah, man, so back to baseball, man. I'm going to keep, give my little report about the Yankees, man. I just think the Yankees, are treading water. It could be a whole lot worse. It could be better, but it could be a whole lot worse. You know what I mean? Suffering a lot of injuries, from the situation with Pineda and CC Sabathia, you know what I mean? And we don't know what's going to go on with Nova. You know what I'm saying? So we kind of like treading water right now. We need to really, really, really have a nice streak and start the second half of the season on a roll. Brian Cashman has to make a move. I think that it's kind of important now that he makes a move. I didn't think it was too important before, you know what I mean? But I think that right now with CC Sabathia not coming back for this season and not knowing if he's ever going to come back, I think a move needs to be made. He mentioned that the Yankees were in the running for Samardzija. I don't see why he just didn't pull the trigger on that one. You know what I mean? Because I think that he would have did what he wanted, what he needed to do, and Oakland just added on to what to their situation with Jeff Samardzija. But the Yankees need somebody. The lineup is not really clicking. It hasn't really clicked all year. You know what I mean? A $200 million lineup. Teixeira's in and out the lineup. Ellsbury's having a decent season. Beltran's in and out of the lineup. You know what I mean? The kid that was playing at third base started off hot. Now he fell off. You know what I mean? We just designated Alfonso Soriano for assignment, so he's no longer on the team. So, I mean, Derek Jeter's having, he's having a season for 40-year-old at shortstop. You know what I mean? But he's not having a bad season. He's just not having a Derek Jeter season. So, again, this team, got old real fast, and we have, nobody to blame but ourselves. And if we still want to, have those championship aspirations, we're going to have to really, really make a move because there's not going to be any wild card coming out of that division this season. The only way it's going to make the playoffs is if you win the division. So only one team is coming out of that division this season, and the Yankees need to step their game. And it could happen because it's not like Baltimore or Toronto is trying to run away with anything. And, the Yankees need to get it together and put together a nice little 8-9-10-game winning streak here and let everybody know that they're back in the building regardless of what's going on. So appreciate what's going on with them in the first half, but I'm looking forward to a hot start in the second half. And let's see what the Yankees are going to do, man. See if Tanaka, somebody had mentioned that Tanaka may, fall off in the second half. I don't think so. You know what I mean? I don't think Tanaka is going to fall off in the second half. I just think that he's going to pick up where he left off from, and he'll win 20 games. He'll win 20 games. He might win it early. He might win 20 games early. But, he's going to win 20 games for the Yankees. He's having a great season at 12-3. You know what I mean? He's lost two of his last three starts, but that's okay. You know what I mean? It's okay. We still got the second half of the season. We start off the second half of the season against Cincinnati at home, interleague games. So we need to take advantage of that. Then we play Texas. We got four games against Texas. So we need to kind of like, you know, take advantage of those situations and catch those teams while they're down right now. And then after that, we go to, you know, we got Toronto. So we got a homestand. We got a nice little homestand as soon as the All-Star break is over. So we need to take advantage and really, really come out of that homestand looking good. You know what I mean? So it can be done. But I'm not really sure if it is going to get done, depending on the moves that Brian Cashman makes. We already missed out on Jeff Samardzija. We got to make a move because we have basically kind of no pitching. So I don't know, you know, where the move is going to come from, but Cashman's got to make something happen if we're going to still contend this season in 2014. After further review, man, GQ Powers Sports is in the building, a.k.a. GQ Powers Radio. The biggest show is rocking out, man, Tuesday night. July 8th, 2014. We all over the place with it. Slide into a little NFL. Says we're going to talk about that for a few minutes, man. Holding down the fort, man. The mayor's in the building, man. 646-200-3838 is the mathematics. We all over the place. We're going to get into our divisions next week. We're going to start our football talk heavy next week, man. I think we're going to start it off with the AFC East. So we'll do that division first next week. Shout out to Sonny Cruz, man. And shout out to the numbers guy, Matt. You know what I mean? Holding it down on Mondays. And they do their thing tomorrow night, too, man. I'm going to try to slide in and chop it up with them for a little while tomorrow, man. NFL, man, you know, it is what it is, man. Starting, you know, get ready to go to training camps and, you know, see what it is, man, with this team for the 2014 season. I talked to Jovan Hay last night. He's a retired NFL player. He used to play for Tampa Bay Buccaneers. It sounded like, you know, how he was kicking it was like he really, really, you know, didn't really want to play for anybody else except for Tampa Bay because it was about playing the game. It wasn't about how much money he was making or it wasn't about, you know, my stats and this and that. We're going to play as a team. And he really, really, you know, shed some light on some things, man. And he talked about Coach Gruden. You know what I mean? He said he was really, really that rah-rah dude, man. But, you know, he go through a wall for that guy. And Lovie as well. Lovie Smith is the coach right now, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So he really, really got into some, you know, got in depth with us about, you know, the NFL life and how things go on and how he's doing his thing right now as a retired player. And he just didn't really have the spirit and the enthusiasm to play for any other team. You know what I mean? He was, you know, he's been around the league. He played for Cleveland Browns. He played for Tennessee. He played for Carolina. He was drafted by Carolina. You know what I mean? But I think that he said he found his way, and he grew up in Tampa. You know what I mean? Playing with, you know, the Derrick Brookses and the Hardy Nickersons and the Lynches and the Rondé Barbers and those guys. You know what I mean? So it really was a good conversation, and I enjoyed talking to him, and we're definitely going to get him on the bigger show sometime down the line, hopefully as we get ready to get into the football season. Right now, as far as the football thing is concerned, man, I'm just kind of like looking forward to a few games, you know, that I kind of want to see as far as the season is concerned. Games you're looking forward to this season, definitely looking forward to that game when Lovie goes to, you know, plays the Chicago Bears in, you know, at Soldier Field on November 23rd. You know what I mean? So it'll be a homecoming for Lovie doing his thing. Another homecoming game will be December 7th. You got the Indianapolis Colts against the Cleveland Browns. You got Trent Richardson going back to Cleveland. You know what I mean? Trying to, you know, get his numbers up. Another game definitely is going to be a homecoming game. The Jets and the Titans on December 14th, Chris Johnson goes back down to Tennessee, you know what I mean, and see what he could do with the New York Jets and see if, you know, he's coming on a good season. By that point in the season, we'll see definitely where he's at on December 14th, the Jets and the Titans, Chris Johnson going back down to Tennessee. September 14th, early in the season, I think that's week two, Matt Schaub, he goes back to Oakland, you know, he's playing for the Raiders, he goes against the Houston Texans. So probably J.J. Watt and Jadeveon Clowney going to be looking for him. You know what I mean? That's going to be another, haven't seen you in a wild game, haven't seen you, miss you and all that stuff because Matt Schaub used to play for Houston. And I don't know what happened to him because he was pretty decent and he just fell off the map, all the way off the map. But he's doing his thing for the Raiders now, so he's going to face his former team on September 14th. We got another homecoming game, so to speak, on October 12th. You got the Bears at Atlanta. You got Devin Hester. He's playing for the Falcons now, so he'll be playing against his former team on October 12th when the Chicago Bears go into the Georgia Dome to play the Atlanta Falcons. Football season getting ready to pop off. A lot of questions, man. The season, the expansion they wanted to do, the point after they wanted to move it back to the 25-yard line and mess it with the game and, you know, possibility of playoff expansion, and they want to add more teams to the playoffs. And, you know, it's just real, real, real crazy right now. A lot of teams are trying to vibe, and they'll make you believe that they're going to be the only team that's going to win the Super Bowl. You know what I mean? And this season, I'm looking forward to it because a lot of teams are good. And a lot of teams are going to be trying to knock off the Seattle Seahawks, you know what I mean? And the Denver Broncos have a lot to prove, you know what I mean? They made it all the way to the Super Bowl. Everybody was kind of like just dropped the trophy in Peyton Manning's lap, and it didn't happen. It didn't happen the year before last when they lost at home against Baltimore in the playoffs, and it didn't happen last year in the Super Bowl. So, again, you know, it's a none of those we'll get you next year type things, you know what I mean? So, again, I really don't buy into that. You had your chance two times already. You know what I'm saying? So if you get it, then it's about time. That'd be my explanation for that. I'm not really buying off into, you know, Peyton Manning and them tear the league up. They've done that already. That's their MO. They tear the league up in the regular season. They get their numbers. You can't be mad at that. You know what I mean? But at the end of the day, it's not really about what you did in the regular season. It's about what you're doing in the postseason, in the playoffs, in the Super Bowl. You know what I mean? So, again, you know, I'm not really, you know, sipping that Denver Broncos Kool-Aid. It's up to those fans to see if they got the energy to go through another season of, you know, tearing it up 14-2, 15-1, and disappearing in the playoffs. So I'm going to stay in my corner with my little Tampa Bay Buccaneers and all of that. And I think that we're going to have a decent season this year. Lovie's going to bring some, you know, respectability back to the game. And again, what Jovan Hay was talking about last night was that the atmosphere the last couple of years down in Tampa Bay was something that was, you know, less to be desired. You know, he talked about Raheem Morris and how Raheem Morris was a great influence on him. And Raheem Morris is a great coach. He's at Washington right now. But when he was at Tampa Bay, he just kind of like lost the respect of the team. It was a young team. They really didn't, you know, wasn't really trying to hear what Raheem Morris was talking about, because he was trying to relate to them instead of being a coach. He was trying to be on a parallel level with them, and they just didn't respond to that. So they, you know, had to make a move with Raheem Morris. Then they got Graciano from Rutgers. And I don't know why, and I said that, I don't know why the Tampa Bay Buccaneers got Graciano from Rutgers. What did he do? Because when Rutgers was winning, all he was doing was giving Ray Rice the ball. That's all they was doing at Rutgers. So what did he do that was so special that got him a job in Tampa Bay? Apparently it wasn't nothing, because he didn't last but a year. Okay, and Jovan Hay was like, he was saying that the atmosphere when Graciano was there was more of a high school, college atmosphere. You know what I mean? You're dealing with grown men. And so that didn't work too well. So they're going back to the future with Lovie Smith, because Lovie was there when we got the Super Bowl 10 years ago. So hopefully he could bring that fire back, and Josh McCown could do some numbers. And he was trying to convince me last night that Josh McCown is going to be that dude. I'm not really sure about that. You know what I mean? I think our quarterback situation is one of the most suspect in the entire NFL. You know what I mean? Josh McCown, you know, he did his thing for the Chicago Bears last year, end of the season or whatever, and that's going to have to translate. I need to see numbers. I need to see them early. You know what I mean? So Mike Glennon is just the lesser of two evils, if you ask me. You know, so we really don't have anything going on at quarterback. That's why I'm kind of like, I don't know about my team. We did pretty decent in the draft. I give our grade, we had a B in the draft. I give us a B. You know what I mean? We got Mike Evans, you know, from Texas A&M, a wide receiver, a nice target for Josh McCown, 6'5". To go on the other side with Vincent Jackson, who's also 6'5". We got Austin Seferian Jenkins from University of Washington to play tight end. You know what I mean? So we definitely got some situations going on the defensive side of the ball. But I just hope that our team can definitely do some numbers in the NFC South and kind of step it up and compete with the Atlantas, the New Orleans, and the Carolina Panthers. So definitely looking forward to what's going on in the NFL. A lot of stuff happening, man. You know, Michael Sam's name hasn't been brought up. Hopefully, you know, he'll be on the 53-man roster. And, you know, that situation could just basically stay on the field. You know what I mean? And that's basically it, man. Seattle Seahawks still doing what they do. You know, they got some people paid now. They went out and gave some of that money away. They didn't want to wait until the end of the 2014 season. You know what I mean? To pay some people, so they took care of their business on the side of the ball that they needed to. And a lot of new people are going to be in new places, man. DeSean Jackson, you know what I mean? He's going from the Eagles to Washington. You know, he can't wait to play his old team. We talked earlier about Chris Johnson. You know, he's going to play against Tennessee this season. He's on the Jets. Maurice Jones-Drew, you know what I mean? Played for Jacksonville. Now he's on the Raiders. See if he can, you know, get his thing back together out there in Oakland. Darren Sproles, he was on New Orleans. Now he's in Philadelphia. You know, to kind of add some more dimension to the Eagles' offense. No Sean Moreno, he went from the Broncos to the Miami Dolphins, and hopefully he can add something to the running game out there in Miami. Eric Decker went from Peyton Manning in Denver to Geno Smith in the Jets. You know, I wish him luck, you know, and he's definitely going to have at least, you know, 50 to 60 catches to even be relevant this season, and he have to make some big catches. And hopefully he'll do his thing in a new situation in New York where he can kind of like be the focus guy to go to. Emmanuel Sanders, he went from the Steelers to the Denver Broncos, added some speed to stretch the offense for Peyton Manning and do some things out there in Denver. Rashad Jennings, he went from the Oakland Raiders to the New York Giants to add some more depth to their running situation. Josh McCown, we talked about him earlier. He went from the Chicago Bears to my Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Golden Tate, he left Seattle to go to Detroit. And, you know, I think with Golden Tate, he's going to add something that might have been missing from the Detroit Lions. Not that they're missing too much, you know what I mean? But I think Golden Tate will be somebody that could add that, you know, run after the catch dynamic, you know what I mean, on the other side of Calvin Johnson, and Matt Stafford should be able to put up some nice numbers. Ben Tate, you know, he left the Houston Texans to go to Cleveland, and hopefully he could, you know, do something and help that offense. And his durability, you know, that's yet to be seen because, you know, he's not really that dependable. But, you know, hopefully he'll get some things done out there in Cleveland and make somebody respect the Cleveland Browns running game. Toby Gerhardt, he left the Vikings, you know, because he really didn't have nothing to do because they was giving Adrian Peterson the ball, you know, all the time. He went to Jacksonville. So hopefully he can do some numbers out there and help with the offense out there in Jacksonville. And Toby Gerhardt is kind of nice. So I'm looking to see some things from him. I might put him on my fantasy team because I think Toby Gerhardt does numbers when you allow him to get the ball. Everything is everything, man. We here, man. I rocked out for the first hour. It's after 9 o'clock right now. 646-200-0338 is the math. We went in on the All-Star game. I handed out some mid-season awards after further review style. We talked about the World Cup, man. WNBA, we touched on that. You know, we're in the NFL cipher right now. We even went in on a Carmelo and LeBron situation. So that's what it is, man. We cover it, man. We, you know, we try to keep it covered, man. It's all good. We see the listeners out there, and, you know, I don't know what to say to that, man. Because, you know, you got the line is open, and if you ain't got nothing to talk about, you can't defend your position. That's not my issue, but I appreciate you for listening. Once again, shout out, man, to War Room Sports holding me down, man. They hold me down, man, and they have after further review on their website, man. You know what I mean? I appreciate Dev and all of them for doing their numbers, man. Check them out when you get a chance, man. WarRoomSports.com. They're the homies over there. The Partly Sunny Crew Show, that's my dude, man, on Mondays, man. We go in and we do our thing, man. But you got the man right here holding it down, man, on GQ Palace Radio, a.k.a. GQ Palace Sports. It is what it is, man. I do what I do, man, and still rock out, man. So kind of wanted to, since we freestyling right now, and I could do that, you know what I mean, want to get into the situation about as far as with the colleges moving around. You know, so now we got to get into that situation of where, you know, the teams that you figured that was in the conference before, they've moved now. So Louisville, for example, is in the ACC. You know what I mean? Rutgers and Maryland is in the Big Ten. You know what I mean? That's all a money grab or however you want to slice it. But, again, college football is getting ready to start. And they're going to have the college football playoff this season. This season is the first, you know, the first year of that. They got a committee together that's going to vote every week. On teams until we get down to the end of the season, and the last two teams that will be voted in for the college football playoffs, and we'll play that off, and we'll make that happen. A lot of stuff going on, man. Summertime, man. A lot of stuff happening. Everybody out there partying, getting they family reunion on, and they barbecue on. Shout out to you, man. You know what I'm saying? It's sports all the time, man. You know, and sometimes, man, some people feel like, you know, they can talk about certain things and can't talk about everything. But it's all good. You know what I mean? Because I like doing this. So, again, man, 646-200-3838 is the math. Press 1 to get in on the conversation. We know we see the listeners out there, man. You know what I mean? We got caller ID and all that. So it is what it is, man. Big Rich in the building, man. Miss Lavina in the house. You know what I mean? GQ Palace holding it down. Yeah, like I said earlier, man, I talked to the big homie Star today, man. Some things is getting ready, you know, to pop off as far as after further review is concerned. And everything's everything, man. We doing what we do over here, man. You know, difficulties, whatever, we rock out, man. I still hold it down on Tuesdays, and I hold it down every day, man, after further review, man. So check me out in the morning. If not, check out something else, ESPN. Do whatever it is you do and regurgitate what you heard on ESPN. I come with a fresh perspective. I come with my own perspective. You know what I mean? So I guess, you know, people, so, you know, I think that's what separates after further review from the other ones. They read off a lot of numbers and, you know, they read off stuff that they see on ESPN. And there's nothing wrong with that. If that's, you know, how you, if that's how, you know, you get it, then that's how you get it. But as far as having a sports conversation and being able to conversate outside of that, bringing your own perspective to the table, I think that's where After Further Review has a lot of these so-called sports pages and sports groups and sports so-and-so's beat. But, again, man, I'm trying to link up with some people and put together our own committee so we could have a vote every week, you know, and kind of like, you know, go head-to-head with the NCAA and see if we like who they like and vice versa. So we'll get that popping off later on down the line, man. Again, man, we're doing the countdown to two years after further review on GQ Palace Radio, a.k.a. GQ Palace Sports. August 1st will be 2 years. We're rocking out with the big homies and all of that, man. Thank y'all, you know what I mean? You know, you give me an outlet to speak my mind and to get it in. And it kind of like not scares people, or people are apprehensive, and I'm not mad at that. You know what I'm saying? Because sports is subjective, it's somewhat objective at times. But the way these sports fans are right now, they're subjective. They jump into whoever's hot. They have no loyalty. They have no stability. You know what I mean? So I hold my corner in any sports conversation with anybody, anytime, anywhere. I hold it down. So, because this is what I do, and I love talking about it. So, again, man, I'm about to hold you down for 2 hours talking to the neck. You know what I'm saying? So, it is what it is, man. Thank you again for listening. You know what I'm saying? And you know, thank yourself for not pressing one and starting up a conversation and getting it in. But it's all because you're just giving me enough, you know, room and space to talk sports. That's what I do, man, because I love talking about it. So, again, man, you got the mayor in the building, man. Doing it, man. Hard body karate style, man. For Dolo, for Delphias, for Dolomite, man. I get my style from everybody else, man. But I come my own way because we talk sports like we talk sports. After further review, the biggest show is in the building, still rocking out hard body karate no matter what they say. No matter what they say, the mayor's in the house. Baseball, man. You know. Thank you. It's the sport that's going on right now. You know, basketball had its time. Football definitely had its time. But I just feel like, you know, baseball, you know, nobody pays attention to it. They say it's too boring. They say this, that, and the third. But if you learned the game and you paid attention a little bit more to the game, I think you find it exciting. You know what I mean? But I love baseball, and I love talking about it. And I could talk about baseball just like I talk about football, just like I talk about basketball, just like I talk about hockey or boxing or however you want to slice it, because it's sports talk over here, man. It's not limited. You know what I mean? And a lot of people feel a certain way when you say that. You know what I mean? You say limited because you limit yourself. You know what I'm saying? You say, you know, you have your experts on football. So tell me where the 60-yard line is at. Why do people be saying some of the most inane stuff you ever heard in your life, and then they try to defend it? How do you defend that? But anyway, it is what it is. That's why I do what I do. And I'm over here, and I'm in my own lane. I don't need 5,000 members in my group. You know what I mean? I just need some people that's going to rock out with me, and when it's, we have conversations. So it is what it is. And plus, I can hold down 2 hours to the neck. You know what I mean? So that's just what it is, man. Yeah, as far as talking about it again, you know, staying on the baseball note, man, a lot of people are kind of like trying to figure out what the situation is with the Dodgers, man. You know, they still have a surplus of outfielders. They got Matt Kemp, they got Carl Crawford, they got Andre Ethier, and they got Yasiel Puig. You can only play 3 outfielders at one time. Yasiel Puig is not going anywhere. So you do the math. Okay, so you got Carl Crawford, Andre Ethier, and Matt Kemp. Okay, so as far as that balance is concerned, all those guys are good. But you can only fit 3 players into those spots. You got 4 outfielders for 3 spots. So basically, somebody's got to go. So I think that it's either going to be out of Andre Ethier or Matt Kemp, because Yasiel Puig is not going anywhere. Yasiel Puig is going to stay. But, you know, Magic Johnson and them got to figure out what they're going to do with the Dodgers as far as, you know, the postseason is concerned. Don Mattingly should be safe in his spot. You know, they had talked about him the last 2 years about trying, you know, getting rid of Don Mattingly. The Dodgers get off to slow starts and things of that nature. They were my team to pick in the National League to go to the World Series. You know what I mean? Because I think they're pitching with Kershaw and Zach Greinke and the kid from Japan, Ryu. You know what I mean? They're doing their numbers, and they're definitely where they're supposed to be at 51-40. Shout out to D. Gordon, man. Played second base. He made the All-Star team. Shout out to him. You know, he's doing his numbers, man. He's definitely one of those dudes who, you know, filled the spot in for the Dodgers and is representing. Shout out to Hanley Ramirez, man. You know, shout out to A.J. Ellis and Adrian Gonzalez. They don't talk about you like that no more, man. You know what I mean? But you're still doing your numbers as far as the Dodgers are concerned, man. I think I like them, man. They're in first place right now. They kind of like let the Giants, you know, do what they do. When the Giants was beating everybody about a month ago, the Dodgers was just right there. They were 7 games back. Now they're 1 game in front of the Giants. So, you know, it's a marathon. It's not a sprint. You know what I mean? And if you play your numbers right, everything will work out for you in the end. But the second half of the season is when it's really going to get live, and I want to see what the Braves can hold off Washington. I think that's going to be another interesting race as the second half sets off. I think the Washington Nationals are just really beginning to find their stride. You know what I mean? Strasburg is having a decent season. You know, Zimmerman is doing his thing. Bryce Harper, I think he's the weak link. Bryce Harper was doing his numbers. Washington would be running away with the division right now. So Matt Williams is just, doing what he could do right now. And I think that, you know, they're another team that's looking forward to a big second half. The team that I think is going to fall off in the second half, I think Milwaukee. Milwaukee's going to fall off in the second half. I'm just not trusting in them. You know what I mean? I think there's this one, you know, there's always a team in the first half of the season that everybody falls in love with. You know, and by the time, you know, September rolls around, they're nowhere to be heard from. So I think Milwaukee is that team this season in the National League. I think St. Louis is going to find their bearings. They're going to, do a lot better as far as the second half is concerned. And the American League, wow. The American League East, man. I don't know what to say about it. You know, the Yankees, again, I talked about it earlier in the show. You know, 45-43 in third place, 3.5 games behind Baltimore. That's not bad. You know, if you look at, you know, the total picture, that's not really bad. It's not where you want to be. But considering the injuries the Yankees had to the pitching, Beltran's been on the disabled list. You know what I mean? Ellsbury's doing decent. But Brian McCann is not earning that $85 million. And I'll tell you that right now. And I said that from the door when the Yankees signed Brian McCann. I said Brian McCann wasn't going to do nothing for the Yankees. So So, I mean, you know, I like to, you know, I'm not bragging when I say I love baseball and I know what I'm talking about, but I just think that I said that from the door. You know what I mean? They gave him $85 million, you know what I mean? And his contract could go up to $100 million, and he's not worth it. Even though he's left-handed and, you know what I mean, he could use that right field porch to his advantage, but he's not doing it. And his batting average is garbage, you know, so hopefully, you know, he'll step his game up in the second half. And there was a report saying that Terry Pendleton, one of the coaches for the Atlanta Braves, that was McCann's old team, saying that, you know, he's not built for New York. And some people aren't built for New York, you know what I mean? But, you know, we're going to give him the second half. We're going to give him the benefit of the doubt, you know what I mean, and see what happens as far as his second half is concerned. But he's definitely got to be one of those that steps the game up as far as the Yankees are concerned. Tampa Bay, you know, everybody's waiting for them to make a run. I don't think they're going to do it. They're 10 games under 500, and I think they're going to be sellers. I think David Price is going to get traded, you know what I mean, before it's all said and done, because they have 50 losses already. You know what I mean? So that's going to be kind of hard to bounce back from, unless, you know, the remainder of the season, they've got 70 games left. You know, so they're going to go, what, 60-10, you know, or 50-20. If they go 50-20, that's only going to give them 90 wins. So I don't know about Tampa Bay, what they're going to do. I don't know about the Red Sox either. So the Yankees still have, you know, they're treading water right now. They have a chance. So, again, we'll see how that develops as far as the second half of the season is concerned. In the American League Central, the Detroit Tigers, man, you know, they are what they are. You know, they're always going to win the American League Central. But what are they going to do after that? You know what I mean? Verlander's having a bad year for Verlander standards. You know, Scherzer's having an all right season. Nobody talks about Anibal Sanchez. You know what I'm saying? Porcello is that guy now. What happened to Anibal Sanchez? You know, I told the Tiger dudes before the season started that they was going to get a kick out of Jabba Chamberlain and Phil Koch. And I'm right again. But it is what it is, man. You know, the man's in the building, man. Baseball's my thing. As far as the rest of the American League Central is concerned, I picked Cleveland to win the division. They're 43-45 right now, two games under 500. Terry Francona, I just trusted his style, and, you know, I can't help that, you know, Masterson is back on the disabled list, and they're not having the season that they had last year. So hopefully Cleveland, you know, they got the wild card to fall back on. You know what I'm saying? So it is what it is, man. After further review, the biggest show is in the building on GQ Power Sports, a.k.a. GQ Powers Radio. We rock out every Tuesday night. Whether you know, call in, feel free to listen. It is what it is, man. I got you covered, man. Nothing but like a conversation about sports, man, especially if you know what you're talking about. Shout out to the sports heads out there. I see you, Slate. I see you. You know what I mean? So it is what it is, man. Shout out to Shea Brownlow, man. Happy belated birthday, my dude. I see you. Yeah, so as far as the Yankees are concerned, man, you know, we can still make some things happen. And what gives people hope as far as this season is concerned is the wild card. The wild card, you got two wild cards this season instead of one. So, you know, it's going to be some exciting baseball towards the end of the season. A lot of teams are going to be in the race, not as far as the division, but as far as the wild card, that they can make the playoffs. And, you know, right now, as far as the wild card is concerned, you got the Angels and Seattle. They're tied for the wild card. The Yankees are 3.5 games back in the wild card race as well. So that's going to be a scramble towards the end of the season. In the National League, the Giants and the Washington Nationals are actually tied for the wild card lead. So, again, the wild card is definitely going to be an exciting part of baseball as we get down to the end of August and the middle of September. We're going to be, you know, checking the papers. And don't forget to check After Further Review, because I'll definitely keep you up on what's going on as far as the pennant races are concerned, man. So, yeah, man, we rocking out, man. We doing the thing, man, on a Tuesday night, middle of the summer, man, July the 8th, 2014. Man, I hope you enjoying your summer. You know, the kids been out of school for about a week or two now, man. I hope they doing their thing, man, and enjoying, the summer. Keep them hydrated and all of that, you know what I mean? Let them run around and enjoy life, man. Get them off that Xbox. Let them go outside and get some exercise. That's how it goes down, man. After Further Review is in the building, man. The biggest show. The mayor's holding it down for Dolo, man. You know what I'm saying? 646-200-3838 is the math. One is the conversation starter. Next week, July the 15th, we're going to definitely get into some football talk heavy. We're going to do the AFC East, and then we'll do every division, you know, every week leading up to the preseason picks and all that, Super Bowl and all that good stuff right there. So hang out with us, man. We're definitely going to have you covered as far as football is concerned. I'm heavy on the baseball tip tonight, man. You know what I mean? Because I'm doing it for Dolo, so I'm heavy on the baseball tip, man. I just think that baseball, you know, a lot of people don't pay attention to baseball, maybe because, you know, all you see now, you know, is the basketball thing and the base and the football thing. But, you know, baseball is definitely a good sport, man. It doesn't take a lot of money to play. You know what I'm saying? You really don't even need, you know, nine people on each team. We used to play one-on-one. All we needed was a wall and a strike zone, you know what I mean? So, again, man, it involves a lot of strategy. You know, hitting that ball coming at you 90 miles an hour is not that easy. You know what I'm saying? So I think another thing, that might be another reason why people, you know, might choose to dunk a basketball or, you know, run, you know, 100 yards to touchdown. You know what I mean? And that's how we do it, man, after further reviews in the building, man. So I'm a baseball dude, so we're going to get heavy into the baseball tonight. Hollywood is on the line, man. We got a call, man. I thought I was going to hold it down for Dolo tonight, man, which wouldn't have not have been a problem. Hollywood, what's good, man? Welcome to the Bigger Show.
What's going on, man?
Ain't nothing, man. Everything's everything. I'm chilling, holding it down for Dolo, man. Talking baseball, you know. It's all good. What's up?
I came from my game. We lost by 3 today, man. I'm pissed off.
Wow, man. You know, can't win them all, my dude. What happened?
Oh, boy. You only got a few minutes to go through that game. I need 3 hours of air time for to go over the results of that game. We didn't play physical. You know, and we lost to the team that beat us last year in the bottom of the playoffs. So, you know, I wanted to get them back for last year. Then they got two of my old players playing on their team. It was just a lot, bro.
Wow. Yeah. That's I mean, you know, it is what it is, man. So what's your team's record now?
2-2. We lost last two.
Well, you just got to, you know, go back to the drawing board, man. You know what I mean? And you know, it's still some season left. And do what you do, man.
We got a new kid on our team. Matter of fact, he's in the car with me now. He's 12 years old. He's 6'3". Today was his first game, so it's going to take him a little while to get used to us.
So what did he do?
He had a good game, but he didn't have one of them games that he's going to have later on during the season. He did my
okay,
point.
Yeah. So it's a growing process. You know what I mean? So, I mean, you know, it's always potential in the building, man. You know what I mean? You can only get better.
Yeah, brother. Yeah, man. But, hey. You know how I do, bro. We'll be back. We'll be back.
Don't worry, no doubt, man. You know, you got to keep your head up, man. Keep, you know, do what you do, man. You know what I'm saying? So what else you want to get into, man?
I don't have much, brother. You want to ring your bell, right? All right. I want to take a minute. Let me ring him out. I think you saw that practice.
Yeah, so we got live and direct. We got the coaches dropping off people on the after further review. That's how we do. We in the streets. We in the streets, man. So it don't stop. But yeah, man. So I got Hollywood in the building with me, holding me down, man. You know what I mean? 646-200-3838 is the math. Press 1 to get in on the conversation. So Hollywood, man, what you still on the line with me?
Yeah, I'm here.
So what's your opinion about the Yankees, man, the first half of the season?
Not consistent. Every time you think they get ready to get their act together, win a few games here, win a few games there, we go back on a losing streak again. So we definitely need some help. I thought it was going to be more pitching, but the pitching is not bad. We don't have any hitting.
You see CeCe Sabathia is done, right?
Yeah.
And you also heard that Cashman was in on the Samardzija deal.
Yeah, I heard that. But we couldn't
have him, man. That would have been a nice look, man.
Oh, definitely, bro. I would have took him.
But you know what, though? I mean, you know, you got to look at everything, you know, with a grain of salt, man. At least he didn't go to a team in the division. At least he didn't go to, like, the Toronto or Baltimore or something like that.
Yeah, that's true.
You know?
So you know what I mean? You gotta look at it from the positive side and all that. But yeah, man, I think that the Yankees, man, we treading water right now, man. You know? Because the teams that was expected to win and do their numbers, like Tampa Bay and Boston, they're not really doing nothing this year, man. So, and we could take advantage of that.
Yeah, be careful with Tampa Bay, though. They're starting to find ways to win again.
Yeah, man. So, again, man, I did my midseason awards. I gave the rookie of the year for the first half for Tanaka. He got that, of course. You know what I mean? On the strength of, I think he should start the All-Star game still. I think he should start it.
I agree.
You know what I mean? And I gave that to him. But I gave the Cy Young for the first half. I gave that to Felix Hernandez.
Yeah.
I mean, 10-2, 2.11 ERA, 145 strikeouts, 17 quality starts. You know, you can't really knock his hustle.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
you could have won another way with it.
No, I think he called it right.
Felix Hernandez is that you could have went Kazmir, you could have went Tanaka. You know what I mean? And still being good. You know,
overall consistency for the whole year. Felix Hernandez. I mean, the game that he loses 1-2-1.
Right. So I mean that was my criteria for picking Felix Hernandez, man. I just think that, you know, as the option, I think if I had a gun to my head, that's who I would pick, Felix Hernandez. My first half MVP, Mike Trout. You know, I was gonna say Adam Jones. I was gonna say Masahiro Tanaka, but I Mike Joe, you can't 399 on base percentage, 190 total bases, 20 home runs, 64 RBIs. I mean, the batting average is .304, but it is what it is. So I gave him my first half MVP.
I'll give it to Abreu from Chicago.
Okay. All right. That's a good one.
And my second pick might play up a little bit. My second pick, I'll give it to Nelson Cruz from the Angels.
It's who?
My second pick would be Nelson Cruz.
Okay. I definitely agree with you on that one. I definitely agree. 28 home runs, 73 RBIs, he got 201 total bases.
Mm.
Nelson Cruz.
Big pride.
Yeah, and he's hitting .294, so, you know, that wouldn't have been a bad choice either, man.
Yeah, that's big time. That's big time. I mean, you got three legitimate MVPs, American League, first half of the season. You got three legitimate ones.
Okay.
That's what I look at.
For the National League, I picked for National League manager for the first half, I picked Don Mattingly.
Agreed.
I mean, just on the strength that he was supposed to be fired already. You know
mm-hmm.
what I mean? And he's doing his numbers, man. So I picked him for the National League manager first half. The rookie of the first half for the National League was that kid from Cincinnati, Billy Hamilton.
Hmm.
He hasn't really torn up the league yet with the stolen bases because his bat, you know what I mean? He's hitting the ball better than they expected him to. So, again, he's still, you know, doing his thing, man. And so I got to respect what he's done so far for Cincinnati. National League Cy Young, first half, Clayton Kershaw.
No one's second.
Adam Wainwright.
No, come on. Adam Wainwright is good.
Hey, Clayton Kershaw from Cincinnati?
I hear what you're saying.
Okay.
I hear what you're saying. If you had to give somebody, but I'm trying to say that Kershaw's in a class by itself, bro. Like, there's Kershaw, and then there's Cueto and Wainwright. That's where I'm at. I mean, Kershaw, he's a beast, bro.
I hear you.
Oh, man.
You said Kershaw's a beast.
Oh, he's a monster, man. Oh, my God.
All right. For the National League MVP for the first half, I went with the kid from Miami. Stanton.
Gene Carl Stanton.
Yeah. I can't wait to see him in a home run derby, too, man. He's going to kill a home run derby.
The only concern I have with the home run derby is that these boys come back and can't hit home runs after that.
Yeah. Yeah. The American League, the home run derby team for the American League is Bautista, Dozier, Adam Jones, and Cespedes.
Not bad.
The National League got Tua Whiskey, Todd Frazier, Yasiel Puig, and Stanton.
I'm going to say Puig is going to win.
You going to say, you say Yasiel Puig is going to win?
Yeah.
I think Adam Jones is going to win.
You know, he, let me tell you something about him I like about him.
I like his game. He's like one of my favorite players in the league, man. Adam Jones is nice. They don't respect Adam Jones.
No, they don't.
I like Adam Jones. What does Adam Jones, what does Mike Trout do that Adam Jones don't do?
Yeah. Well, the only thing, reason why I think that Adam Jones doesn't get as much props as he should. Jesus Christ. I'm out on the road, y'all.
Uh-huh.
Excuse me about that, sir. Is because when you look at him, he don't look big. He doesn't look
right.
big. He looks like a speed player, like a finesse kind of player. You know what I'm
uh-huh.
saying? Like, the guy's going to go out there and steal 40 base bases, hit maybe about 150 singles during the year, beating out, you know, Tom Bunt. You know, that's the kind of player I look at him as. He's very misleading the way he looks stature-wise. You get what I'm saying? And
right.
I think that a lot of people, especially, you know, with him playing, Baltimore is a small market, you know, with him playing in the small market. Like, if he was on the Yankees, he'd get more props.
Right.
If he was on the Mets, he'd get more props. The Red Sox, those kind of teams, the Dodgers. But being that he's on the Orioles, I don't think a lot of people give him the due courtesy that he deserves. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he's batting .305. You know what I mean?
Quietly.
16 home runs, 53 RBIs. He's doing his thing, man. So yeah, again, yeah, he's a wiry dude, man. But you know, he does his thing, man.
You know who I love though, man? You know who I really, really come to love in the last 2 years? Andrew McCutchen.
Yeah. Pirates, MVP from the Pirates, yeah. Andrew McCutchen does his thing.
And by the end of the year, you'll see .330 with maybe about 18 home runs, maybe 95 RBI or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, McCutchen's one of those dudes. He's kind of like the same situation as Adam Jones, playing in the small market, you know what I mean? But the Pirates was winning last year, so that's why he got a lot of shine last year. The Pirates are winning. You know,
starting to win again.
Yeah, it's starting to pick it up again, man. You know that, and he's going to definitely be—he's definitely the catalyst for that, man. And Andrew McCutchen is going to be one of the Pirates, you know, dudes for a long time, man. You know,
who
holding it down in center field for Pittsburgh.
Who would you say your comeback player of the year is?
I had that. I had the comeback player of the year of the first half of the season for the American League was Melky Cabrera.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And for the National League with Josh Beckett.
Oh, I have Justin Morneau.
Yeah. Yeah,
I mean,
that's a good... I voted for him in the final vote because they still got, you know, one more dude to put on the roster. I voted for Justin Morneau because I think that would be a good story, man, him going back to Minnesota, you know what I mean, and getting to play in the All-Star game. Justin Morneau is nice, man.
Yeah, man. I thought he was done, though. I thought he was done.
Justin Morneau is nice, yo.
True.
That power bat.
I would love to swing a trade for him. Oh, I would love for the Yankees to swing a trade for Justin Morneau.
That would be something to think about, man. Because Teixeira, I don't know what to say about Mark Teixeira, man. You know, could you imagine if all Hollywood? Could you imagine if all those dudes was healthy? The first baseman for the American League.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
Yeah.
Prince Fielder.
That's got to be the deepest position in American League.
Pujols. Teixeira. Miguel Cabrera. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
Jeez. You know what I'm saying? Miguel Cabrera. Who else we got? Oh, Abreu
Joe
from
Mauer.
Chicago.
Joe Mauer.
Joe Mauer from the Twins.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. It's crazy.
Yeah,
Encarnacion from Toronto. Chris Davis from Baltimore. You know what I mean? So if everybody was healthy, that would be crazy. Just to see who was, you know, who would be that dude in the American League to be the starting first baseman for the All-Star game in the American League. That would be crazy.
That's a good question.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yep, those are my comeback players of the year, man. For the first half.
I can live with it.
My most improved player, I picked, was Anthony Rizzo from the Cubs. 18 home runs, 47 RBIs, man. He's hitting 272. He couldn't hit a 10-pound bag of potatoes last year. You know what I mean? So he's definitely showing improvement, and he's doing his thing, man. So I had to give him, I had to give him some props, man. So those are my little mid-season awards that I hand out, man. You know what I mean? So that's what it is. I got my man Hollywood in the building holding me down. 646-200-3838 is the math. Press 1 to get into the conversation. There's a lot of listeners out there. I salute you. You know, you so-called sports heads, if you're listening, I salute you. But can I respect you? I don't know. And I'm just going to keep it 100 with you. You know what I'm saying? Because after, you know, after the show is over, it'll be like, oh, well, I know this, I know that, I know the third. And I really am not trying to hear that. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, we give you this forum every Tuesday night to kind of, like, show and prove all that, you know, what you was talking during the week. You know what I mean? So it is what it is. And respect to you for listening. We see you. Big Rich is holding me down. He's letting me know what it is behind the scenes. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Miss Lavina. And again, Miss Lavina, I see you. You know what I mean? Everything is everything. You know what I mean? Yeah, man. So Hollywood, man, I definitely appreciate you holding me down. You know what I mean? Rich said we got a lot of listeners now. I don't know if they're not pressing one. I don't know what the situation is. Conversation might be a little bit too heavy for them. I don't know. Hollywood getting one of those New York City hot dogs right now. It's called, you know, so it's all good, man. I'm holding it down, man. It's the mayor in the building, man. The technical difficulties is all over the building, and it's all good. Thank you for rocking out with me, man. 646-200-3838 is the math. Press 1 to get in on the conversation. Hollywood, you in the building?
I'm here.
All right, that's what it is, my G. Yeah, man, so, you know, I'm just, you know, kind of like, you know, putting it out there for those people that's listening. You know what I mean? It's probably, you know, the same people that's in them groups that talk a little sideways during the week or whatever. But again, like I was saying earlier, this is the forum. This is their chance to, you know, get their shine on.
Hello.
You know what I mean? But it is what it is, man. So anything out there that you want to chop it up about, man? Anything that caught your eye during the week as far as sports is concerned?
Huh?
Anything you want to chop it up about? Anything that caught your eye during the week as far as sports is concerned?
I'm back on the air. I didn't even know it.
Yeah, you're back on the air, man.
I
thought you was buying one of them New York City hot dogs.
Well, what's catching my eye is the whole NBA free agency.
Okay.
At first, I thought that it was going to be the LeBron, James, Carmelo, Anthony show, and then everybody would follow suit. I didn't know that Chris Bosh is holding the lead by hostage right now. You know, it's like wherever he goes, then the rest of the dominoes will fall. If he's smart, I think he should leave Miami, go to Houston, play on a team where he'd be the third option.
Again, he's going to go from Miami where he's the third option to go to Houston where he's going to be the third option.
Yep.
For $88 million, I'd do that too.
And Chris Bosh is the type of player, and I got to, you know, everybody knows how I feel about Chris Bosh. But I got to give credit where credit is due. Chris Bosh really showed me something this year as far as his game is concerned.
Chris Bosh always been nice, man.
Well, I didn't say anything to any mind for other reasons. But, you know, this year I finally looked at him and saw him play. The dude could play.
Even when he was in Toronto, he was doing his thing. He was an all-star, man. He was doing it. He was the number one dude in Toronto when he was with the Raptors.
I know that.
I'll
never base anything of you being the number one man in Toronto.
Yeah, but he made the All-Star team, and he was averaging a double-double in Toronto, so you can't front on that. So, again, like you said, you just saw, you know, what you saw, whatever, and I think that Chris Bosh could still, you know, go somewhere and get some shine, man. You know what I mean? Now he got his little two rings or whatever. He can go and live off of that. But as far as the Miami situation is concerned, if they all were going to stay together, man, they should all stay together and just go ahead and just do what they're going to do, man, and stop playing around and keeping everybody in limbo. And what's your opinion on Carmelo?
Staying in New York.
He's going to stay in New York?
Yep.
I think he should stay in New York, too.
I, you know, one of my after the game today, I was telling the team about, you know, legacies and everything. And I told him, I said, you know, if Carmelo was smart, he was standing up, because the first person to win the title here in New York after all these years is going to be God.
You're going to be the king.
It's like you can walk anywhere. I mean, you're already famous already. But it's like now you can walk anywhere you feel like it.
Yep.
And they're going to know one thing. You were the one who brought this gold back to New York.
And they're not going to be able to take that away from you, and you can live off of that for the rest of your life.
That's your claim to fame.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't care if you don't score another point again.
That's it, man. So, I mean, you know, regardless of the fact of what Lala talking about and all that, you know, and the fact that the Knicks can offer him the most money, and, you know, it's just, and plus, you know, Hollywood, the fact that, you know, how he was, you know, beating people in the head about how he's from New York and he wanted to come to New York and he wanted to come home. So, I mean, my thing is, like, if you go, get out of here. You know what I'm saying? Beat it. But if he's going to go to L.A., you know, people talk about he's going to L.A. and he's waiting. What is he waiting for? How is he going to go to L.A. and the Lakers don't have a coach?
And not only that, why would you want to go to L.A.?
That's a good question. Why would you want to go to L.A.?
I mean, just you go to
L.A. now, you're going to be in the same situation as if you stay with the Knicks. You're not going to win next year. You're not.
Lakers ain't winning another title for about another at least 3 years or so.
Yeah, Lakers, you know what I mean? So what's the difference between going to L.A. and getting, because L.A. can offer you the max as well. Going to L.A. and getting the max, or being in New York and getting the max.
Well, L.A. max is 4 years and 96.
Okay.
The Knicks max is 5 years, 129. I'm taking 5.
Okay. That's simple math.
Yeah, you don't take a rocket scientist without that.
That's
brother.
Simple math right there. You know what I'm saying? So what is the big deal and the big holdup about just go ahead and say, you know what, I'm a sign, you know what I mean, even if it's, you know, for a year or whatever. Because that's going to be a telltale sign too. You know what I mean? If you're going to sign, and don't play around. So, I mean, you can't really control what these dudes do, man. But it's, to me, it's just a much ado about nothing. If you're going to leave, that says what it is about you. If you're going to stay, let's stay. Let's, you know, put our nose in the grindstone, and let's get this thing back and popping, man. It ain't going to be no championship no time soon. But, you know, knowing that we got the building blocks, you know what I mean?
That's the thing. And you don't know, really. You know, everybody's talking about how the Knicks are not going to do this, next Knicks are not going to do that. One thing I want to point out again, 2 years ago, the Knicks won 54 games. Okay? It was 54, am I correct here with the 54?
Yeah, you're right.
Okay? The Knicks were ravaged last year with injuries. But you don't know if everybody stays healthy. Was that the real team you saw 2 years ago? Because I'm being real with you here. The last 16 games of the season, the Knicks got healthy, and they started playing ball. So you got to ask yourself again. Was that the real Knicks team you saw last year now with a better point guard coming in, you know, in Calderon, a serviceable big man, and
Dallin-Bear?
Dallin-Bear. So, you know, to go along with Carmelo, second year player Hardaway. I don't know what they're going to do with Shumpert. But, you know, you can't. Everybody's writing the Knicks off for this year already, talking about being in the rebuilding stage. That's what I read. They rebuild it. The Knicks, to me, are not rebuilding. They're getting rid of garbage that they shouldn't have, and they're trying to add more pieces.
To do what?
To be more competitive. I'm not going to say championship.
And being more competitive means what? A playoff spot?
Being in every game.
But at the end of the season, where are you going to be at the end of the season?
It all depends. All right.
That pretty much tells me what you need to know right there. But it's all good though, man. You know what I mean?
I think the Knicks, it's up to them, man.
Whatever they do, they got.
I think the Knicks are Eastern Conference final playing team, if you ask me.
Now you bugging.
I'm not.
Now you bugging, because the East.
It depends upon who stays where. I'll change that.
The East is going to be so much better than it was last year from the door. We already know that because Derrick Rose will be back in Chicago. Charlotte's gotten better. You know what I mean? you know, a couple of other teams, you know, going to do their thing, going to step their game up, you know. So basically the Knicks have to, you know, worry about the other teams that's on the come up. Not worry so much about Miami or Indiana or Atlanta or anything like that. They got to worry about handling their business. Get in the mix, and then anything can happen. You know what I'm saying? So if you're going to make the playoffs,
The same thing that happened to New York last year with injuries can happen to them same teams you just mentioned. You never know.
Yeah, I mean, you know, but you know, I'm not really trying to wish no injuries on nobody. I just hope everybody come back, and because that's what you want to see. You know, nobody wanted to see Derrick Rose out for the year again. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't make it competitive, man. You know what I mean? So it just made the road to the Eastern Conference Finals that much easier for Indiana and Miami, and we saw what happened. But, man, I just wanted it to be competitive. I want everybody's team to be nice. You know what I mean? Nolan's Noel is looking good in the summer league.
Oh, man.
Yeah, he's looking like he's going to be worth that. Worth the wait. You know what I'm saying? It seems like he's going to be worth the wait, man. He's tearing it up in the summer league.
I know Philadelphia's smart now. They better not trade Carter Williams.
I know they better not.
But you got yourself a little team going on over here.
Yeah, you know, I mean, you know, and hopefully that'll be the Knicks. You know what I mean? We, if the Sixers can come up, then the Knicks can come up. You know what I mean?
So I'm going to tell you like this, though. The Knicks stole themselves a player at that draft.
For Clay Anthony Early?
Yeah, man.
From Wichita State?
You.
Yeah. Yeah.
They stole him.
I think that too, man. I think he's going to be a nice little surprise for the Knicks, man. You know, he's going to add that that athletic dimension to go along with, you know, with Hardaways and the Shumperts and stuff like that, and the enthusiasm for the game, and plus he can play, man. So, and we saw him do his thing at Wichita State. So,
yeah.
Again, you know, him even being available at 34, I have to agree with you. I think that's one of the steals of the draft.
Yep.
You know, so again, you know,
it's
a positive thing to look forward to as far as the Knicks are concerned. But, you know, you got to be patient. You got to put your patient hat on, you know what I mean, and take the bad with the good, because you've been taking the bad for all this time. You know, a little bit more ain't gonna hurt you. You know what I mean? And let Derek, you know, get acclimated and get some players that, you know, familiarize themselves with the triangle. And hopefully Carmelo can, you know, get himself together where he can fit into the triangle. And Jose Calderon, I think that's gonna be another important pick for the Knicks.
Big pickup.
You know,
A point guard that can break a team down and can shoot from the outside. That is a great move.
And he wants to play here.
Yep.
So
that's
the thing. He wants to be here. So that's what's up with that right there. So, you know, again, like you said, you know, the building blocks, you know, we start from the, you know, start from the bottom and work your way up. And who knows what could happen, man. You know what I mean? Just as long as you put a competitive team on the court, a team that New York could be proud of. That's all. That's all you want. You want a team that you could stand up and say, yeah, that's my team, you know. But whatever, you know, as far as this Knicks fans is concerned, we're never gonna jump from one team to the next, and you know, we take the slings and arrows. People laugh and say, oh, you like the Knicks and the Knicks stink. The Knicks stink. You're right. The Knicks stink. The Knicks are garbage. You're right.
But
I don't
want to
see you nowhere near them when we start winning again. I don't want to see you nowhere around, because you know how they get.
Yep.
They always like that. Nah, and I'll be quick to tell them, get out of here.
Nah.
Beat it.
I don't got
you know what I mean? I'm a proud New York Knicks fan. Hold them down all day.
I started writing names down. You hear me?
Huh?
I don't got to the point where I started writing these people's names down. When they be like, oh, this team sucks, I write your name down. So 3 or 4 years when the team get better, I could go back and look at my book.
I hear you. I hear you. I need to start doing that to these cats in these little sports groups. They say one thing, and next month they're saying something else totally different. Should write it down and remind them of it. But it is what it is, though, man. You know, we have fun with the conversation and all that, man. I got my man, Mr. Hollywood, in the building with me, man. After further review, man, the man holding it down for Dolo on a summer night in July 2014. Next week, man, is we're going to talk some football, man. We're going to get busy, start getting busy with the football talk, Hollywood. We're going to do the AFC East next week. So that's going to be the first division we're going to pop off with next week, man. So, you know, have your homework together, and we're going to definitely chop it up, man. The Jets, Buffalo Bills, Miami, and New England Patriots. So we're going to probably go over their schedule and over their draft picks, and everybody's going to pick who they like or whatever, whatever. And that's how we're going to do it next week, man, July 15th. A quick message for my man Rich and Miss Lavina. I haven't heard anything about our beloved Belle, so I guess we're going to have a somebody's going to do the eulogy. I guess Miss Lavina is going to do the eulogy for the Belle. And, you know, it served its purpose. You know, it hung out with us for over a year. But they kidnapped the Belle, and I think that the Belle is gone. And we're going to have a moment of silence for the Belle. We're going to have a moment of silence for the Belle, Miss Hollywood. Just like they did for Brazil today in the World Cup. We're going to have a moment of silence for the Belle. Yep, moment of silence is over. A little bird just told me. I see, this is why I you know, me and Big Rich, that's my dude. All day, hard body karate, no matter how many headaches I give him. We going to fight, man. Now we got to come up with another story on how we got the Belle back. I'm going to kill you, Mr. Vita. We got to have another story now how we got the Belle back. We done had all this. We done had Ned the Wino and Miss Wanda coming in crying and screaming about the Belle. Now we got to come up with another story. I don't know, man. Y'all my people, man. I don't know what I'm going to do with them, man. Miss Lavina is in the building. The Belle has been found. Breaking news. The Belle will be back next week.
Where was it?
It was somewhere, probably on Fifth Avenue somewhere, trying to get some jewelry out of Tiffany's or something. But the Belle will be back next week. It's all good. Yeah, it's all good. The Belle definitely will be back in the building next week. We're doing a countdown to two. You know what I mean? Been rocking out with these people for 2 years, man. Yep, that's right. I said these people. My man Big Rich, the homie, and Miss Lavina's in the building. We've been doing it, man, for y'all for 2 years now, man. Having fun, man, talking sports, getting into arguments and disagreements and all that, having guests call in and all that good stuff, man. So we definitely appreciate you for rocking out with us, man. We definitely counting it down. First show in August after further review. We definitely have a party, man, for, you know, 2 year anniversary is going down. We're gonna have a special appearance by the Belle. Once again, the Belle will be back. Just in time for some cake, huh? You ain't slick. The Belle will make his return. Ladies and gentlemen, the Belle is back. We rock it, man. After further review, man, we going crazy over here, man. We going crazy over here. There's dancing in the streets. There's rejoicing everywhere. People shouting hallelujah. The horns are honking. People are happy that the Belle is back. The After Further Review Belle is back. Ladies and gentlemen, the return of the Belle is next week, next Tuesday night. Tune in 8 o'clock to 10 o'clock on GQ Palace Radio, a.k.a. GQ Palace Sports, for the return of the Belle. Can we get a round of applause for the return of the Belle? Yes, ladies and gentlemen, the Belle will be back. Yes, that Belle. Yes, it will be back.
Oh, God.
Live and direct. And you know what, though, Hollywood? It's going to be in HD. We're going to have the Belle back in HD in full effect. You know what I mean? Shout out to Big Rich for negotiating that deal to get the Belle back. Shout out to Miss Lavina. I know you had to dig deep in your pockets. I appreciate you. They had the Belle. They was holding the Belle hostage. And you dug in your pockets. You saw it out of the goodness of your heart. You went inside your little secret money fund, and you rescued the Belle. Appreciate you. The Belle will be back next week, July 15th, for After Further Review, a.k.a. The Biggest Show. So, Hollywood, man, what else is good, man? What else is good with you, man?
Hey, nothing, brother. I'm just chilling out, man. Just getting ready.
Just chilling out, man. I hear you. I hear you. I hear you. Yeah, so, man, we here, man. We, you know, rocking out, man. Almost coming to an end of another show, man. The bell will be back. I'm hyped and charged. I'm ready for that. Ready to get into some football. Anything you want to say before we get out of here, man?
I want to give a
shout-out
to
the show, man. For real. Thank you.
Anytime, bro. I'll give a shout-out to the host, of course. To Rich and Miss Lavinia for returning the bell back for next week's show.
Yes.
I'm waiting. I'm looking forward to that. I got my clock in.
Oh man, the bell will be back.
Yeah. I want to know what happened to Kia tonight.
I don't know, man. I think she might have had something to do with the disappearance of the bell. She might have something to do with that. We're gonna have to investigate. We're gonna have to call Sade Badmoir and get her on the story.
And don't forget Nolan, baby.
Yes, and the bell will be back, and your homie from around the way will be back. You know who that is, right?
Who?
You Hollywood? Come on now.
Oh, Khalid.
Khalid.
My A-Rap.
Yes, the A-Rab. Yes, shout out to the A-Rabs. Word up. And the honey ham. The honey ham sandwich with the pepper jack cheese. Shout out to my man Habib. Word up.
And
hooks me up all the time.
And the Snapple.
And the Snapple apple, no doubt. Shout out to them. Hey, yo, man. We in the building, man. Every Tuesday, man, after further review, a.k.a. the biggest show, I got my man Big Rich holding me down, Miss Lavinia, the CEOs of GQ Palace Radio, a.k.a. GQ Palace Sports, every Tuesday night. You know what it is. It goes down, hard body karate. The bell will be back in effect next week. We'll be talking football hard body next week. Hopefully, man, you could, you know, tune in, man. Feel free to listen because we definitely going to drop some jewels. Shout out to the season ticket. Y'all back in the building. Shout out to y'all. Shout out to War Room Sports. Thanks, Dev, for holding me down. Shout out to the Partly Study Crew show. Thank you for holding me down. Star, I'm going to definitely get at you tomorrow. We got some things about to pop off, man, as far as after further review is concerned. You might need to see my face in the place, man. I'm thinking about going on camera, man. Hollywood, what you think about that, man? We think about doing a show, man, and throwing it on the tube so people can see, get the visual of what's going on. All right, Hollywood went to go get that Snapple, you know what I mean, and a bag of chips or whatever. But we're in the building, man. 646-200-3838 is the math. Yeah, man, we're thinking about switching it over, man, and stepping the game up and all that good stuff right there. Try to give you a little synopsis of how we do it here after further review. Just chop it up and let you see where I'm coming from, man. And, again, man, I appreciate everybody for listening. I appreciate everybody for calling. You know, we try to have a good time, man, talk sports, man. And it is what it is, man. Once again, man, shout out to all the other co-hosts, man, of the GQ Power Situation, Diva Squad, Miss Rachel, be easy, I see you. Miss Angie, Miss T, respect all day. My man Chicky, respect all day. Mr. Belvin, you know what it is, sir. Salute. Miss Belvin, how you doing? Now me. You know, Big Rich Money holds it down on Friday on the entertainment tip. And then we get back around to Spiritual Sunday with Miss Lavinia, my man Scribio Wizzo in the building all day. And then on Monday, Unsigned Artist Radio. I need to get in on that. I want in on that. A music joint gets played at 8:05 on Monday. I want in. Word up. Tuesdays, after further review. You already know what it is with the mayor, man. So, again, man, hopefully your summer is popping off the right way. I hope you enjoyed the fireworks and all that good stuff. Next week, we'll probably do some play-by-play of the All-Star game like we did last year. Again, countdown to two. The bell will be back. Shout out to you, man. Listening, calling. This is the mayor. I'll check y'all out next week after further review, man, in the building. Peace.
Every league, every team, every game, every season. 8 to 10, tell a friend. This is where the experts meet to speak on the pros. You want to join the conversation, gotta pick up the phone. 646-200-3838. This is the verbal version of the replay, the recap. The game 7, the draft, preseason, the rematch. Players and coaches, the mayor keeps you posted. Whether you're rooting for the home or away, Dirt, turf, hardwood, grass, a clip. We keep the conversation going and we cover it all. So when it goes down, you know the score. And when it come to sports talk, this ain't no small talk. This is the big leagues, the ball is in your court. The best place for debate and point of view. After further review, you know what to do.
Hey y'all, this is Half Pipe from Son of Berserk, No Self-Control. Keep it tuned to DeMaya After Further Review on GQ Palace Radio.
This is Johan, and when I'm not practicing law or being a professor out at Hofstra University, I talk sports, I debate sports. For some great sports talk and debate, check out the mail on After Further Review on Tuesday night. Say night.
Call in.